Michelle Morgan is the first female elected to serve as county chair for Carroll County following her victory over John Wilson in Tuesday's special election runoff.
I'm ecstatic. Absolutely ecstatic and thankful that so many people are so appreciative they took time to go to the polls, and I'm very appreciative of everybody who voted.
The race was tight, with Morgan winning by just 213 votes. Both Morgan and Wilson had previously served as District 4 commissioners. Voter turnout was a little bit better than the June 18th special election, just shy of 11% of county voters casting ballots this time, compared to about 9.5% last time. Wilson commenting on the closeness of this race.
I wish the turnout in the county would have been a little bit greater, but it is what it is, you know. I mean, the North End, Temple, Billerica, Fairfield, we worked it real hard, and they just didn't show up to vote. And congratulations to Michelle. I mean, she ran a good campaign, and it is what it is.
Both commission chair candidates saw success in different parts of the county, with Morgan dominating the Carrollton City precincts, like the University of West Georgia and the downtown area. Wilson seeing greater success in more rural parts of the county, like Roopville and the Clem community. Morgan telling WLBB Radio that she plans to serve all of Carroll County, not just the municipalities.
I think they'll be surprised that their needs and their concerns and what they want for Carroll County are not different than mine. I sat on the comprehensive plan for 18 months, and we studied all these different areas. So I think they'll be pleasantly surprised that I do back them. And my history over the last 4 years of voting against things that are not good for ag, I just may not have gotten that message out very well.
Carroll County District 4 now has a new commissioner, with Steve Fuller collecting 71% of the vote over Mark Sullivan in the runoff special election. Fuller crediting his success to friends and family for helping him reach out to voters.
There were a lot of people involved that were working, handing out flyers and getting word out, but we had our focus points, and we pretty much stuck to those, and we, you know, got it across to the folks, you know, what I was running on, what I stood for.
And after the special election runoff for District 5, Ernest Reynolds will serve as the new commissioner, beating Jay Williford. Reynolds won 56% of his district's vote.
And I am most, most appreciative. Thank you very much. I promise to be all that I said I would be. And that's a conservative, frugal, experienced government accountability approach. And I will do my very best for you. Thank you.
And Chairman-elect Morgan says she expects to be sworn into the office of county chairman next Tuesday. She plans to meet with interim chairman George Chambers later on this week. All three winners were in the lead following June's special election, but none collected the 50% plus one vote required to avoid Tuesday's runoff. Well, police in Atlanta is searching for a hit-and-run driver whose vehicle struck a University of West Georgia student at a Peachtree Road crosswalk late Sunday evening. 20-year-old Chelsea Palmer, also a Bowdoin High School graduate, remaining in the intensive care unit of Grady Memorial Hospital late Tuesday, recovering from head trauma. According to reports, Palmer and a friend had been to a wedding Sunday and had followed that up with activities in Atlanta. Atlanta police said Palmer and her friend were using a crosswalk at Peachtree Road at East Shadow Lawn Avenue when the stoplight changed. A vehicle sped through the intersection, striking Palmer, then driving away. Friends say Palmer is suffering 3 skull fractures and bleeding on the brain. Investigators are reviewing security cameras to try to learn more about the driver and the vehicle, which police believe is a black Dodge Charger. Friends have also started a GoFundMe page to assist Palmer's family with upcoming medical bills. Information is available through GoFundMe.com. Search Raise Money for Chelsea, C-H-E-L-Z-I-E. Meanwhile, the family of a man left badly injured in a ditch along a highway in Villarrica back in May after a hit-and-run is now offering a reward for information leading to an arrest in that case. Carroll County Sheriff's investigators say a passerby found the injured man in the tall grass along the side of Highway 101 in Villarrica back on May the 8th. The victim was rushed to Grady Memorial Hospital, where he was treated for a ruptured spleen, head trauma, and a crushed foot and ankle. Investigators retrieved a broken mirror at the scene, which helped identify the truck involved as a 2001 or 2002 Dodge Ram 1500. Family is now offering a $500 reward for information in this case. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. I'm Colin Worthington.